Jesus in the Gospels talks so much about money and possessions. Matter of fact, 27 out of 43 of the parables in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John deal with money and possessions. 63% of the parables deal with how we spend our money or how we give our money. The words "to give" occurs 60 times in Luke alone, and the Gospel of John just takes it and even expounds on it even more. Of course, that's only the Gospels, right? You have the Old Testament, you have the New Testament other than the Gospels. So why are our spending and giving such a big deal? You ever thought about that? Why was the people's spending of Jesus' day such a big deal to him? Well, it's a matter of the heart. If we turn to Matthew 6 for a moment, and I invite you to do so, Matthew 6, we'll begin to see why our giving and spending habits are such a big deal. This is part of the two chapters that are called the Sermon on the Mount. It's amazing how much of the Sermon on the Mount deals with money or possessions and how we spend or how we give. So Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." You see, the reason that our spending and giving habits are given so much attention is because generous giving is a matter of the heart. Generous giving is a matter of the heart. That is what you love most. In other words, it's a spiritual issue. It's a faith issue. As a matter of fact, in my experience as pastor, when people come to me and say, "Eric, that we just can't give to the church, or we can't tithe in the church," 9 times out of 10, it's a faith issue and not a financial issue. It's a faith issue and not a financial issue. Treasure, you see, gets down to the bottom line in your life. What is it that you value most? What is it that you ultimately value? What is it that you work for? What do you go after? You understand what I'm saying? What do you think about most of the time? What do you invest your life in? This is what is on the altar of your heart. And this is what you love most. The difficult thing with this is God wants to be your treasure alone. God wants to be your treasure alone. If you move down to verse 24 of the same chapter, Jesus says this. Matthew 6, 24. "No one can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." You see, to me, that's what this whole teaching series is about. Yes, we need to get our finances under control and learn how to properly handle money. Yes, we want to teach and be an example to our kids so they don't make the same mistakes that we have made. But the most important reason why I want to do this series is that so we can have the ability to serve God with our whole being. So we can have the ability to serve God with our whole being. Think about it. When we are in debt, who is our master? When we're in debt, who is our master? I'm sorry, what'd you say? The one who loaned the money, right? Yeah, remember that scripture in Proverbs? Remember that? Am I going to have to go through this whole teaching series again? Yeah, you know, we are enslaved to our loaners. We are enslaved to our loaners. So, as most of you know, this series was based on David Ramsey's book, The Total Money Makeover. And he says that you need to, let's say this together, live like no one else, so later you can live like no one else. Now, is he saying that we need to live like no one else so that later we can be out of debt? Don't be afraid, it's all right. Yes, he is, all right? Is he saying that we need to live like no one else so that later we can be wealthy?